Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Tisha Asa, the 19th and final chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Ma'aseh Kabbanos, and the laws of the actions related to the Kabbanos and Seif Avodah, where in this final Perek, the Rambam discusses that of the qualification of what we spoke about in the previous Perek of Amal B'chutz, if someone burns a carbon out of the Hazar. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf, where he discusses that there are certain qualifications, as we said in the previous Perek, has to be Ro'u, it has to be that it's being brought on top of Mizbeach, and that it's being done for Hashem. In Amal B'chutz Chayim, the one who sacrifices a carbon out of the Azara, he's not going to be liable until he brings it to the top of an altar, which he made out of the Azara. But if let's say he burns it on top of a rock or on a stone, then pot is going to be exempt. It's not considered a carbon to be chai for doing a bachutz, only on the altar. And even though it's on out of the Azar, it's still at least a mizbeach to be chayif for. Just like we find passing in Bereishis, the yivanech mizbeach wasn't the base of Mikdash, it's still called an altar. And moreover, the chayif is not liable atchiyal l'Hashem until you're burning it for Hashem. Just like it says in the passing, v'yikar la'asayis oisil Hashem to make it for Hashem, meaning atchiskav l'Hashem until you're having in mind that it should be like a carbon for Hashem, and then you chayif b'chutz. Not if you're doing it for some other purpose. Further qualification, l'loch beis has to be something that's rule ishim, and for the mizbeach. And that is in a chayiv, you're not liable el alol davar unless you're burning something. Haroli ishim la mizbech, that's fit for the fires and for the mizbech. In other words, it has to be something that's for burning on the mizbech and not for eating purposes, and not for something that's for burning but not on the mizbech. Kugan oila has to be like something like the carbon oila, the burn sacrifice. Shlomik says in the pasuk, when it talks about this isser, it says ashayalo oila zavach. If he's gonna burn up his oila or his zavach, so we compare ma oila shiroli ishim. Just like the carbon oila is fit to be on the fires of the mizbeach, of kol shiroli ishim also that which is fit to be burnt on the fires of the mizbeach. Hu shechayim na alasa b'chutz. That's what you chayv if you go and you burn it out of the azar. Now halacha gimel mikanum. From here we say hazerik hazadam. Someone sprays the blood of the carbon. Or yamakter ebo every oila. Or he burns the limbs of the carbon oil, or a murm of the sacrificial parts, or the fistful, or levina, or the frankincense, or katiris, or the incense, or minchas kanim, or the mincha b'kanim specifically, where that's totally burnt on the mizbech, or minchas nesachim, or the flower libations, or manasa shlish lugin yain and mayim b'chutz. Someone pours the three lugin of wine, which is with many carbonis, or with water, which on sukkahs, and he does it out of the azar. Chayv is mechayv. Krishna says in the pasuk lo yivienu lasas oisai. You don't bring it to do it, meaning kol meskab b'fnim, whatever is received inside, that you're not bringing inside, chayim la b'chutz, you can be liable for doing it out of the azar. Now, but this is specifically, as we mentioned, something that's fit for the ishim and for the mizbech. Halacha dalad, aval azarik shir hadam b'chutz. Let's say someone sprays the leftover bloods out of the azar. Afal shir dam ha'panimim, even leftover bloods from that which is done inside the heichel, the higher level chatois ha'panimis, pot is going to be exempt. Why? Shazrika shir hadam, because the spraying of the leftover blood, shir mitzvahim, the remnants of mitzvah in ma'akav, they're not ma'akav, not integral, and therefore they're not going to be qualified for this iser of halal b'chutz. It has to be something that's ma'akav. V'chein ha'manasach yayin ha'mayim b'chutz m'shosh lugin b'chutz, so to let someone pour the wine or water libations less than three lugin out of the azar, pot is going to be exempt. And that's bein b'chag, bein m'shoyim ha'shon, whether on sukkahs, when you have the nesach ha'mayim, whether other days of the year, however chasashir, since you're lacking the minimum measurement of three lugin, in the room, let's come from. That's the qualification where we say it has to be fit to be brought inside the Azara, and that's not because less than the shear. And v'chein amalu emsar chata, so to let someone burns from the meat of the karmel chata, some emsar osham from the meat of the osham, some emsar shalom or the meat of the shlamim, bein shir yachav bein shal tzibur, whether it's shlamim of the individual or the tzibur, mishir menoches, left over the flour offerings, mishdei alechem of the two breads, amalechem upon them of the six, the 12 showbreads on the shulchan. If he does this and he burns the b'chutz out of the Azara, pot is going to be exempt, as we had alluded to in Halacha Beis, because shekol elu ruin lachila, all these are fit for eating, oil ishim, not for the fires. It has to be dava haro leishim amizbech, like we said regarding the oilo, and like all the things we include in Halacha Gimel, which is fit to be inside, that we say that you can be chayiv on the outside. But not these things that are supposed to be eaten. Halacha hey, hamalas bein mekula b'chutz. Someone burns the entirety of the animal out of the azar. Chayiv milaybam ne'amurim, which is one of the things we mentioned in Halacha Gimel, which is included, because the sacrificial parts, which are inside the animal. Now, vav bishlei afrishin, although he didn't separate those sacrificial parts, but ein b'sar hazev v'chaytzes, the rest of the animal, which is the meat of the carbon, is not an interposition, and the tekeilu hikdor amurim b'fnei'atman, it's like as if you burnt the sacrificial parts by themselves, which that would be a liability, which is similar to ayla, it's davar roli ishim l'mizbech. Avlamala min chushle nikmatza, the blood someone burns the flour offering, that never had the fistful taken off of it, then pot is going to be exempt. because we said the shir menachos in a chayvan, it's only in the kemitza, and she'ina kemitz barum mugdol, the fistful was never verified and separated. You never did a kemitza. But if let's say kamatz, let's say you took the fistful, the chazak comes to take, and then the fistful was put back inside of it. And then you burn the whole flour offering outside on a mizbeach out of the azar, then chayv, yeah, then you would be chayv because the shirayim are not mavatl the kemitz, and the kemitz is still there, although you don't see it. It's going to be just like the imum, that although you don't see it, it's like as if the rest is not being chayitzed, and then you would be chayv for doing that b'chutz. Halacha Vav continues regarding the liability of certain avodas are only, which is similar to what we talk about, Yala, which is halah, which is burning it, to be chayiv, has to be similar to that. As Rambam begins in Halacha Vav, he says, Hayetzik, if someone pours the oil on the mincha, vabaylo, he mixes the oil, vabaylo, or if he crumbles the flour offering, vamelech, or he salts a carbon, vamenef, or he does the waving service, vamagosh, or brings it near to the corner of the mezbeach, vamasadis a shulchan, or he organizes the breads on the table of in the base of Migdash, vamitav his neighbors, he cleans out the menorah, vamakomitz, he takes the festival, vamakabadom, receives the blood of the carbon, if he does any one of these avodas b'chutz out of the azar, pot is given exempt. Why? The fish called echad me'elu in the gemara avodah, any one of these services are not the conclusion of that process. Vinevan says in the pasuk, asher yalo oil zavach, that if you're going to bring up oil or zavach out of the azar, you're going to be chayiv. So it teaches us mahalosh gemara avodah, just like bringing up to burn it on top of the mezbeach is the conclusion of the service. Of course, gemara avodah, anything else that's the conclusion of the service, then chayiv alav, you're going to be chayiv. But all those that we spoke about, they're not the end. There's still processes after them. One's going to be potter. Additionally, Halacha Zayin continues with this theme that we spoke about, that to be chayv b'chutz has to be robed b'fnim. So the Ram continues with paraduma. Regarding the red heifer, which is a certain avodah that's done to take the ashes, mixed with water, and then spray it on people that are tamei lames. Let's say shesrafa was burned, chutz mimkem sreifasa, out of the area where it's supposed to be burnt. It's supposed to be burnt where it was slaughtered, out of the machna. Let's say it was burnt in a different place. Or v'chein tzar ha-mishtalech. So too, the he-goat that's supposed to be thrown off the cliff. Shekriv b'chutz, that it was sacrificed out of the azar, achas shesvadalav, after the confession was already done with it, because in contrast, as we had said in the previous halacha, regarding if you didn't do the confession yet, pati, you give me exempt. Why? Because Shnemet says in the pasuk, v'al pesach el-moy l'vienu, that, oh, to the entry of the el-moy, you didn't bring it, instead you did it b'chutz, they were giving me chayiv, which teaches us, b'chol she'inidor l'av el-pesach el-moy, whatever is not even fit to be brought into the entry of the el-moy, which the paraduma, its avodah is not done. It's actually done on a neighboring mountain. It's not done even on the Har HaBayis. And so too, the Shamash Lech is sent over a cliff, and there's no reason to be coming after the confession in front of Hashem. So if you do it, the shchit, if you do the avodah b'chutz, in chayim lab, you're not going to be chayim on it. Now, avol kodshim pesulim. But in contrast, a carbon that became invalidated, shay pesulim ha-kodesh, where its invalidation happened when there was already a carbon. If you burn it out of the azar, chayiv arguably chayiv. Ketzer haso. So kugren halon. Let's say the carbon was left out overnight. Obayitz was taken out of the perimeter where it's not allowed to leave him. Obat tamei became tamei. Or v'shenifsel b'machshav b'zavid became invalidated with the thought process of the kind that was doing the avoda. Let's say to be sprayed to the avoda to be done chutzas manei. Shakulness. Rav, all these carbons are burned. K'mayishes bar b'helchas b'sol mekdash. Let's going to be explained the laws of invalidated carbonos in Perek Yutez. But if avar vehelam and b'chutz, if one violates and he burns it out of the azar, chayz mechayv. Why? Shem the pasuk says, "Las es ais l'Hashem," to do it for Hashem, which teaches us, "Kol nas l'Hashem chayav love." Whatever is done for Hashem, you're going to be liable on it. Ve'ilum nas l'Hashem, and these are being done for Hashem. Meaning, what's unique about these is that all these karbanos, all they're invalid. They're what's called imalu lo yerdu. If they would pick it up to the top of the bech, you actually wouldn't take it down, although they're pasul. And hence, since they are in some way valid and they're being done for Hashem, one actually would be chayiv for doing them b'chutz. Halacha Ches continues regarding the minimum measurement to qualify for this isser of halah b'chutz. So kol davar shechayiv na'alos b'chutz, anything that there's a liability for sacrificing out of the azar. As long as you burn even just an olive size of it out of the azar, one would be liable. And this is bein shehelam b'fnim tchilam, whether you first had burned part of it in the azar initially, but you left over an olive size piece of it, velo b'chutz, and you burn it out of the azar. Oh, bein shenicha kol b'fnim, whether you left it all in the azar, you didn't sacrifice any part of it. And then you took an olive size piece of it and you burnt it out of the azar, it's all the same. You're going to be chayv. But if there's lacking from this thing that has to be sacrificed, even just a little bit in the azara, for example, let's say it got lost or got burnt, the helashed also because then you take the leftovers and you burn that out of the azara, partly in the exam because it's not a valid carbon because it's missing part of it. So even though it's even more than the kazayas, one would be exempt. Halacha Tes explains Ketzer how so. So HaKoimetz, the fistful of the Mincha, or Levoino, the frankincense, the Vemur, the sacrificial parts, of Oilin, the burnt sacrifice, the Mincha, and the Srefes, or the Mincha that has to be burnt, but the Sacham, the libations, which Shachos Mikhtos and Mefanim, if let's say you're missing some of them in the Azara, the Hikav Shaydos and Mechotz, and you sacrifice the leftovers out of the Azara, Patik Mikzem. Kashtari Nem, it says in the Pasuk, last says, Oisai, that you should do it, which and you do it out of the Azara, which teaches Allah Shalom Uchayv, it is an intact entity. Only when it's complete, are you Chayv Bechotz, Vinachayv Alachos, Vinachayv, if it was lacking. Now, let's say Haytziyah Shalom, let's say it was intact inside. It was taken outside intact. V'chasim b'chutz, and then out of the Azara, actually, some of it got missing. V'lo, and then he burnt the leftovers out of the Azara. There's a suffix, that's doubt if the fact that it was complete inside and only became incomplete outside, if that would create an invalid, if that would still qualify for lashes oisoy or not. And l'fikach and l'ikach, if someone did do this, he would not get lashes because of the doubt. Halacha yud. Let's say he took out a limb and he burnt it that doesn't have an olive-sized piece of flesh, but but the bone that the meat was connected to completed to the measurement of an olive. Because since the bone is attached to the meat, it's considered as that one entity and would qualify for the share of kezayis to be chayv halav achutz. Let's say hayimelech meshlim lekezayis. Let's say the salt that was on it actually completed to be the size of an olive. Hariz is that's already doubtful if that's considered one entity. Lefikach ein alika, therefore he wouldn't get lashes. Now the totally burnt sacrifice with the sacrificial parts, mitzvah lekezayis, they all combine for the share kezayis to be chayv b'chutz because that's all totally burnt on the mizbeach and if it's considered as one unit. Halacha yudalef. Let's say hella b'chutz of hella. Let's say he burnt outside and then again he burnt outside. So chayv kol leiv ve'eiv, he's liable separate for every single limb that he's burning out of that zar. Zar kadam the helevam. Let's say he sprays the blood and he also burns the limbs. Chayv shtayim, he's liable for two. Shar chal kakasa ben ma'ala lo'itza, because the pasuk differentiates between the burning and the doing. Shari nema asher yalo oila, because it says that which he'll burn up the oila. V'nema lasas oisa, says to do it, which teaches us the zrika is the doing, one of the malachas. The avodas of the carbon, which you chayiv for, which is the final of his processes, and then you have the burning, which is what we said ishul mizbeach, which are the limbs, and the big mechayiv too, one for lasis and one for yala. Let's say hella eber chaser. Let's say he burns a limb that's missing a piece. Pati is exempt, like we said. Shalom, because in the pasuk lasis I say to do it. Allah shalom mechayiv only chayiv if it's intact, not if it's missing a piece. Halachi beis shnayim shashachad ubiturim, which. Really, this in parentheses, because the Rambam already said this in the previous parak halacha tazayin. We have two slaughtered together, he's going to be exempt, because it says in the Lashon Yachid. Now, let's say Shnaim, however, that was regarding the Shechita. Let's say Shnaim Sha'achazu Be'ever. Let's say two people both grabbed the hold of this limb, Ve'lo B'chutz, and they both burned it out of the Azara together. Chayav, and here actually they would be Chayav, unlike the Shechita. Kashlem, it says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish Ashayala Oila, a man that will burn the Oila. What's Ish Ish? I feel like Ish V'Ish Elu, even if a man and a man together, they're going to burn it, Bachutz, Chayav, and they're going to be Chayav. Halacha Yigim, Hazerik Mikzas Matanas Bachutz. Let's say someone sprays some of the Matanas of the Dam out of the Zar. So Chayav is Chayav. Hamakabal Dam Chatas Bachutz. Now let's say someone received the blood of the Chatas in one cup, in one bowl, and Nasim Men Bachutz, and he sprays from it out of the Zar. And then he goes and he sprays some of it inside the Azar, which actually that's not the primary deer. It's even without spraying inside. We're only saying that because of the inverse of the next case. The main idea here is that he sprayed some of it out of the Azar, and that was the initial thing. So Chai Valanit Bachotz is liable for what he sprayed out of the Azar. Shari Kule, roll the carb of Nim, because all of his dam is fit to be sprayed inside. It's not Shirayim yet, it's the first blood that he sprayed. Now, however, let's say Bim Nasim Ben Ufnim, and again, this is when he received in one blood, in one bowl. Let's say he put some of the sprays first in the Azar. And then he sprayed it out of the Azar, then he brings up Nishan Shrem, because these are the leftover blood. You already did one matana that's already fulfilled it inside. Now what you're doing outside is already leftovers. Now, Avam Kibul B'Shnei Kaisis, but the Rambam holds, if let's say you received with two bowls, Bein Shanas Shnei Bachutz, whether you sprayed both from both bowls out of the Azar, or Echad Bachutz Be'ech B'Fnim, or one out of the Azar, one inside, or Echad B'Fnim Be'ech Bachutz, or even the case that we just said before, which one would be exempt. You did one inside, and then one outside, still a rizachai begin rechayv. And the reason for that is because shirayim are only made from that bowl itself. From one bowl to the next, it doesn't make shirayim. Therefore, one would be liable for that bowl for spraying out of the Azar. Halacha yadalt. Hakayim is v'alavayna shal mincha. Regarding the fistful of the flour, from the frankincense of the mincha. Shekhekrev echem emachotz. If you take one of these two elements of the mincha, which is the kaimis and levayna, which are both supposed to be burnt in the mizbeach, and you burn one of them out of the Azar, or hekrev echem befnim v'ashen emachotz. Let's say you burn one of them in the Azar and one of them out of the Azar. Chayv v'gmi chayv for that entity that you're burning outside. So too, the two spoonfuls of frankincense that are used for the in the process of the lechem upanim. If you burn one of them out of the zar, one of them inside, one of them outside, you can be liable where each one is independent. Like we said, as long as zayis, let's say by bus or here by one of these entities, you can be chayv. Now, Allah tells regarding bizman hazeh. If someone slaughters karbanis in today's times, the hell mechutz lazar, and he burns it out of the zar, chayv is liable. Why? Because it actually qualifies the halacha that we said is the qualification of ro, they should ro the karbanis, because it actually is fit now, today, to sacrifice the karban in the zar to be chayv for doing it out of the zar. And the reason for that is, you're allowed to burn, you're allowed to sacrifice karbanis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Because the original sanctity that they would sanctify the Beis HaMikdash, Kishla Shaita was sanctified for its time, and but Kishla Slava was sanctified for all time. And therefore, technically, one could do it inside to be chayv for doing it outside. Halacha design concludes with the law as it relates to Goyim. Hashechet Kachi Goyim Machatz. If someone slaughters the Kachim of a Goy, out of the Azar, which we, since we do receive Karbanis Oila from Gentiles to burn it on Mizbech, it's fit inside, so they're chayv, one's chayv for doing it out of the Azar. And v'chein ma'lo oisim machot, so to not only for the Shechita, but also if one burns those karbanis out of the Azar, he's going to be chayv. Now the Gentiles themselves, mutar l'hakav oilis l'Hashem b'chol mokom, they're actually permitted to sacrifice, burn sacrifices for Hashem, wherever they are. Because when it talks about the Isser, it says dabal b'nei Yisrael, which only the Jewish people are commanded to shechot echutz, and not the Gentiles. And b'hushay kriva b'bom hashivin, that he should sacrifice it on a private altar that he built. Now, however, as we mentioned, but you're not allowed to assist them, or to do their agency, because we're forbidden to burn even their karbanis out of the azar. But one is permitted to direct them, and to teach them, how to go ahead and sacrifice to Hashem, the God, blessed is He, because they are allowed to, and we're allowed to teach them for what they're allowed to do. We have concluded the laws of the actions that relate to karbanis with heavenly assistance.